I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Okay, let's get right to it, because already the Democrats have jumped all over the issue of gun control again. I don't understand it, but I'm going to explain what the real problem is in gun control, and it's not going to be what you think it is. Now, the Washington Post this morning already had a big article. Democrats also jumped into the gun control debate, with some blaming Republican inaction for the shooting and accusing the gun rights lobby of profiting from the tragedy. This is so partisan and so absurd at a time when many people are mourning that it amazes me that the Post and the Democrats, and Hillary Clinton, by the way, has already jumped on the same issue, use this as an opportunity to promote their position on gun control. Now, this is Bob Sherwood on October the 3rd, 2017. I'm going to tell you the real story, the problem with gun control. We already have many gun control laws. And that's the rub. In fact, that's the question many people ask about the shooting in Las Vegas. How did this person buy, apparently legally, at least 30 firearms? Good question. Why is that? How could he do that? I mean, wouldn't that send a red flag? If you sold him the 28th firearm, wouldn't you wonder why? Wouldn't that send a red flag to the enforcement? Well, sure it would, but it doesn't. It doesn't because we have non-collaborative databases on firearm purchases between the states. This was a problem that existed with speeding tickets years ago. In other words, I could get a ticket for going 120 miles an hour in Colorado, drive across the state line, get another ticket for going 120 miles an hour in Kansas, and the Kansas officer would not even know that I just got a ticket going the same speed or faster in Colorado, because there was no collaborative database. When the Kansas officer went into his DMV record database in his police car, and he looked for my license number in the Kansas database, it showed I had no tickets, because it didn't look at the Colorado database or the California database, where I've had three or four tickets for years. No collaboration between state databases. No national database. Now, the same things goes for certain, like, felons. You could kill somebody in Florida and not know that this person was already on record for killing somebody in another state. Now, the databases are getting better and better, so that a felon that's convicted in Florida, such as John Smith, when you search John Smith's record, it would pick up other felon convictions in other states. That's what I call a collaborative database. Now, the shooter in Las Vegas purchased apparently more than 30 firearms from different places, from different states. And each state, as far as they were concerned, and each dealer thought he was probably the only dealer selling this person a firearm. But he wasn't, because when the dealer files the information or tries to extract information about this person from other states, from other databases, about other firearms he purchases, that information is not available to a dealer in Arizona. A person can come to Kansas and buy three firearms at Dick's Sporting Goods, and go to Colorado and buy three from another sporting goods place, and go to Arizona and buy three from another sporting goods place, and none of those people know that he just bought nine firearms. It's kind of obvious, isn't it? That if you were selling firearms to a person and you went in to look at John Smith's firearm purchases database, a national collaborative database, and you noticed that John Smith had already bought 26 firearms wouldn't that raise a red flag? Or if you were the person selling in the 10th firearm, wouldn't that raise a red flag? See, we already have plenty of laws on firearm, on weapon purchasing control. But those laws don't mean anything without enforcement, without national databases that allow a person in Arizona to find out that John Smith, who's in his store buying a firearm from him, just bought a firearm in Colorado, and one in California, and one in New Mexico. In which case, the person in Arizona would think, four firearms is a lot for one person to buy. And thousands of rounds of ammunition, same thing. You see my point? We have the laws. The person can buy them legally, firearms, but there's no database that flags serial purchases. No one will be talking about this. Many of the TV shows will be raising the question, how could he buy so many firearms legally? Because he can. Because there's no database that prevents him from doing that. There's no database that crops up and says, hey, John Smith, you've already bought 5 firearms. That's a limit. You would think at some point, if we had a collaborative database, and if a person was buying multiple firearms in a short period of time, or even in a long period of time, the FBI would get an email flagging that person's purchase so they could track this serial purchaser of multiple firearms. But that doesn't exist. These kinds of problems can be solved technically by collaborative databases, by databases that are national, not statewide, that allow a person's information to be stored nationally. But there are many, many issues of privacy now involved here. But I think those issues should be waived. If you buy a firearm in Colorado and you go to Arizona and buy a firearm, that dealer should know that you just bought the second firearm. And perhaps the third or fourth firearm you buy from a dealer legally in any state, that information would be sent immediately to the FBI saying, John Smith just bought the 4th firearm. And a few days later, the FBI would get another email saying, John Smith just bought his 5th firearm. And a few days later, John Smith just bought his 6th firearm. Now, I'm sure after 10 or 12 emails to the FBI about the serial purchases of firearms, they'd give John Smith a call. Hey, John, you just bought your 12th firearm. What's going on? Because why? Most people don't buy 12 firearms. So that's the issue. It's more of a technical problem. And banning firearms doesn't help. We have laws that detail the purchase of firearms, but if you don't have a database that collaborative gives dealers and or the FBI access to all of the firearm purchases, then you don't have a method of enforcement. Okay, you say, what if John Smith changed his name, buys another license? That's why we can take photographs. Okay, I guess he could get disguises too. Yes, and there's always some way to get around things, but we need to make it extremely difficult so we can enforce the laws. When you buy a firearm, you could be photographed. That photograph goes in the database. You have to show a driver's license. There's many ways of authenticating the ID of a person, the driver's license being one. So there are ways of associating a person's profile, a person's identification with the serial purchase of firearms and the serial purchase of volumes of ammo, thousands of rounds of ammo. How many deer are you going to kill with 5,000 rounds of ammo? Probably none. But how much trouble are you going to cause? Likely a lot. I'm not suggesting for a minute that what I am suggesting would have solved the Las Vegas problem. But on the other hand, I don't think passing more laws preventing the purchase of firearms will solve the problem either, until we solve the problem of coordinating, collaborating the databases from different states on these types of purchases. Now, there are other goods and services where collaborative databases exist. These now exist in the DMV on licenses. They exist, as far as I know, on felony convictions or felony arrests. And I believe they also now exist nationally on certain types of drugs or materials that are used to make drugs, so that a national database tracks who buys this and what quantities, and allows the FBI to track this information and identify potential people who are buying quantities of these things, or serial felons, or serial speeders, and do something about it. It seems to me this is not a major problem. This is a money problem. Obama spent $500 million building a website that didn't work. I submit that for $500 million, we could build a collaborative weapon purchasing database that goes across every state, that every weapon supply dealer has access to, so that we can enforce the laws and look for aberrant or unusual purchases of weapons and or ammunition. You probably won't hear what I'm saying from anybody else. If you do, let me know. I'd love to find out that some of our talk show people are getting down into the weeds where the solutions to these problems exist. The solutions to weapons control is not more laws. It's more enforcement, and it's developing the feedback from the purchasing dealers that sell weapons, allowing that database to be collaborated and accessed by FBI or enforcement. Give this some thought. And remember that when you now get a ticket in Michigan and you got two unpaid tickets in Kansas, you're probably going to have a problem. They're probably going to call you on your unpaid tickets in Kansas. It works now, by the way, even when you're doing your personal property tax on an automobile. If you have unpaid taxes somewhere, unpaid speeding tickets, and you go to pay your personal property tax, you're going to get a note from the DMV that says no personal property tax can be paid, or no new, right to drive your car, or the little seals you put in the back of your car for each year. Those won't be issued until you pay your personal property tax. That was a little awkward, but I think you see the point. What's the message? The way to enforce laws these days, certain kinds of laws, is give the FBI the tools they need, and they need, in the case of weapons and other things, for example, collaborative databases that go across state lines. I'm not going to say anything else about the Las Vegas shooting. It was too horrific. But I do detest the Democrats 2 days after 59 people are killed and more than 500 are injured, that the Democrats start saying this could have been avoided if the Republicans would have taken action on gun control. That is just horrific. And I think any Democrat that says that on TV, that takes that position, should be voted out of office. It's just absurd. It's horrific. It's un-American. That's all for now. This is Robert Sherwood signing off. Webtalkwithbob@gmail.com on October the 3rd, 2017. What's the idea? Collaborative databases across state lines for weapons purchasing controls. Have a good day. Listen again when I give you perhaps a view you haven't thought of before that might provide solutions to some of the problems. I can't work on them anymore, but some of you younger people out there can work on them and solve them. Have a good day. Listen again tomorrow when I give you another innovative view of current events.